Okay, Shalom Rabbozeh, today's daf is Yumadav Samach Gemel. And we're here at the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Beis, about 10 lines up, Tanu Rabbanan. And the first thing we're going to talk about is an Isser called Shchute Chutz. That basically the halacha is that if you shecht a korban that would have otherwise been good had you shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash, yet when you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Isser of Shchute Chutz. That is a big no-no. But the important point is, which is going to help us understand the next couple of lines, is that if the korban would have been good had you shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash, then you're going to violate the Isser. If the korban would otherwise have not have been good, for whatever reason, so then you're not going to violate the Isser of Shchut Eichut. So Tanu Rabbanan. So therefore, the Brisa says like this. Shnei Se'irei Yom HaKippurim Sheshechtan B'chutz. Let's say you shechted two Se'irim for Yom Kippur, meaning one of them is going to be Lashem, and one of them is going to be Lazazel. So you shechted both of them, right, b'chutz, right? You shechted them outside. Achlo higru lahem chayev ashnehem. If it's before the lottery, so then you're chayev for both of them. Mishu higru lahem, but if after the lottery, you shechted them outside, so then chayev al shel shem u'pater al shel azazel. You're going to be chayev for the one that's Lashem, and you're going to be pater for the one that's Lazazel, because the one that's Lazazel, right, doesn't go inside the Beis HaMikdash at all, gets sent off a cliff. So that's not a korban that would have been valid had you brought it inside. Obviously, the one that's Lashem, right, that will be chayiv. So the Gemara says, one second, actually, higru l'alem, chayiv al shneim, right, you're telling me that before you did the lottery, you're chayiv if you shechted both of these goats outside the Beis HaMikdash, l'amai chazu, what are they fit for? Meaning, what are you talking about? Those korban, those goats on the outside, right, before you did the lottery is koveya, the lottery determines what their status is, what they're going to be used for. What are these goats good for before you did the lottery? Well, they're not fit to do either of these avodas. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chista, yeah, they're not fit to be the Sir Lashem or Sir Lazazel, but ho v'roy the Sir Hanasa b'chutz. It's really for the goat that's done outside the Kodesh Kadashim, i.e. the Korban Musaf. So it could have been brought with that. So therefore, since it was right for that, right, you're going to be chayiv for both of them. Okay, I don't understand. So then the Gemara says, one second. So if that's true, that the two goats that you shechted before the lottery, yeah, they both could have been brought as a korban musaf. So how are they different that the goat? How are they different than the goat that is going to be brought lashem? Right, why is the one Lashem, right, pater? Because the lomachosar agarla, right? Because you're sorry. Let's read it a little better. Right, umashna l'sir hanase b'fim delo. Right, what's the difference between these two goats that are fit to be brought as korban musaf, but they're not fit to be brought as the korban Lashem? Why are they not fit to be brought as korban Lashem? Because dimachosar agarla. Because you're missing the lottery, right? They're not fit to be brought as the Seir Lashem because you haven't done the lottery yet. Well, the Seir Anasa B'chutz Nami Lochazi, but the goat for the Korban Musaf, right? That's done outside. That's done in the by the regular Mizbeach outside the Kodesh. But it's also not fit. You can't bring those goats that are outside the Beis HaMikdash at this point as the Korban Musaf right now because the Mechusrei Vodesayom, because you're missing the days of Oda, meaning the Korban Musaf is after all the stuff we've already discussed in the Masechta. So you haven't done that yet. If it's before the lottery, you haven't done any of this stuff, so you have to wait until the end. So why, you're also missing a stage there. So and it shouldn't be roy, shouldn't be fit to be brought as a korban musaf either. Gemara says, "Kasam Rav Chista, im chuzer zman lo bo bayom." Because Rav Chista holds that waiting is not count if it's going to be still brought that day. Meaning, if it has to be brought later in the day, that's not called mechusar. That's not called missing a stage, missing a preparation. Meaning, for the goat to be brought lashem, so that has to be. But you have to do a lottery that has to designate, right, and give a shame korban. For these goats, they're all ready to roll. All you need to do is wait a little bit, and they'll be able to brought as a korban. Therefore, korban Rav Chista, right, that is fine. Now it's important just to point out what how Rashi explains there. One second. Where is that Rashi? Right. So if you look at Rashi, two lines down on the white lines, right, Rashi. The way Rashi explains is you're not missing an action on the actual korban itself, right? For the Seir Lashem, so you're missing an action on the korban, right? Something that's related to the actual korban itself, right? You have to do the lottery, right? Right by on the goat, you have to designate this goat as Lashem. So you need to do something to the goat, Right, so that's considered lacking in preparation. That's considered mechusar. That's, therefore, it's not going to be able to be brought as a korban. And therefore, if you shucked it outside, you would not be chayev because you could not bring it as a korban. But the korban musaf, this is the thing you're going to bring later, the korban you can bring in bachutz. So that's just mechusar zman. You just have to wait a little bit. That's an outside factor. Right? And that's nothing to do with the korban itself. Right, that's not a ma'isa begufo, and therefore, right, it's not a crucial element, and it's not going to tell me that this korban is unfit to be brought. Okay, Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Hashta damar Rav Chista mechusar agrala kemechusar ma'isa dami. Now that Rav Chista says that if the seir l'Hashem is lacking in the agrala, you haven't done the lottery yet, you haven't designated as the seir l'Hashem, so that's considered mechusar ma'isa. It's as if you're missing some sort of process, some sort of action on the actual korban, and therefore it's not really, it's not yet fit to be brought inside as a korban. So therefore, what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the shlamim sheshachtin kodem sheniftechu delasos ha'echa psulin, that a korban shlamim that you shecht before the gates of the heichal are open. The halacha is that you have to open the gates of the Beis HaMikdash before the korbanos can be shechted. So if you shecht it outside before, right, you open the gates, right, so then it's possible. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, right, it's no good because the Pasuk says, "Shachatu pesach ol moed bismanshu pasuach v'lo bismanshu." No, you have to shech the korbanos when it's open. The gates are open, but not when they're locked. So therefore, if that's true, so then shachtam b'chutz kodem sheniftku dlasos ha'heichal. If you would then shech the korban, whatever it is, let's say the korban tamid, outside the Beis HaMikdash before the gates are open, potter, it should also be potter. Right? My time, why? Because mechusar psicha can mechusar ma'isa dami. Because just like we said, that the lacking, the fact that you didn't do the hagrala, you didn't do the lottery, is a lacking in the actual korban, and therefore you're going to be potter if you shecht the goat for that could be Lashem before the lottery. So too, if you shecht, let's say, korban tamid on a random Tuesday, right before you open the gates to the Beis HaMikdash, right, so that's also going to be a lacking in the preparation of the korban, and therefore you're going to be pater for shchut dechutz. You could not have brought that korban inside the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, that's not actually my Gemara, it's actually on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, but either way, he says, one second, didn't Rashi just explain that the difference between missing the lottery and missing, let's say, zman, is that you need an action, something done on the actual gufo shel korban? Right, you need something done to the korban, right? You need to do the lottery right over the goat, as opposed to just waiting a little bit. Well, the gates have nothing to do with the goat. Right? Opening up the gates have nothing to do with the actual goat itself. The goat is ready to roll. You just have to open the gates. So Tosfos Yeshanim gives two answers. He says one of them is, and they're kind of the same vein, right? It could be that it's, since that's a halacha in the shechita itself, so it's just like, you know, halacha in the shechita is you have to have a good knife and you have to, you know, the goat has to be a non-abalmum, right? You have to shecht, you also have to shecht it when the gates are open. So that's considered to be kagufo. Another answer he gives is that not only do you have to open the gates have to remain open. Meaning, it's not just the action of opening the gates, it's that the gates have to be open, right? So that's considered to be begufo, because you have to have, it's a status that you have to have going on, right? Similar, that has a status that of the Beis HaMikdash that has to be happening when you shecht the goat, therefore it's considered to be part of the goat itself. Okay, fine, either way, weiter. Now, what basically we just did is that Rav Chista holds of this concept of hoel, right? He said, again, what did he say? He said that you're going to be chayev for shechting both of the goats that you're waiting to do the lottery for, right? Again, if you have two goats, do one l'sir l'Hashem, one l'sir l'Azazel. If you shecht both of them outside of the Beis HaMikdash before the lottery, you're going to be chayev. Why? Because hoel, since they could have been brought for the korban musaf. So that's the concept of hoel. We find that all over Shas. In many different applications. Gemara Beitza, Hoel Vikloy, Orchim, okay, many different applications. So this concept, right, since they could have been brought as a different korban, therefore you're going to be chayef. So Gemara says, Umi Islay, Rav Chista Hoel, really, Rav Chista holds of this concept of Hoel, that since X, so therefore why? If I'm Rav Chista, didn't Rav Chista say that Pesach sheshachtu b'chutz b'shar yavaza shana, if you shecht the korban Pesach on a random Tuesday outside the Beis HaMikdash, shol l'shmo, if you shecht it for its sake, meaning if you shecht it for the korban Pesach, right, on a random Tuesday, then pater. So then you're going to be pater v'shchut dechutz, because you couldn't bring that korban inside, right? You can't bring that korban, you can't shecht Korban Pesach on a random Tuesday, so you're going to be potter, right? It's not a fit. It's not really to be brought inside the Beis Hamikdash. But shelo lishmo, if you shech the Korban Pesach for its own sake, meaning for the sake of a shlamim, right? If you remember, we did a lot of this in Maseches Pesachim. So if you shecht it for a shlamim, so then it is a good korban. You can bring it as a shlamim, and therefore you're going to be chayev. Right? And therefore, you're going to be chayev, right? For shchut dechutz if you shecht it outside. So Kumar says, time of the shema, right? I mean, the reason that you're going to be chayev is because you shechted it for the sake of a shlamim, not for the sake of a pesach, of a pesach, implying that hastama, that if you just shechted it without any intention whatsoever, so the shema hu potter. That implies that it would be lishma. That if you shechted it stam randomly, then that's going to be lishma for the korban pesach, and you're going to be potter. So Gemara says, well, why? Why does that work? V'amai, right? Lema hol v'roi shalu lishma b'fnim. Why don't we say that even though, right, you had no intention right now, you could have shechted it for a shlamim and then brought it inside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you be chayev. Just like we say over here that you could have brought these goats for the korban musaf, so too you could have shechted this korban pesach for the sake of a shlamim, and then it would have been able to be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, and you would be chayev for shechting outside for shchut dechutz. Now Tosas asks, that's great that you learned that logic from, you know, shalolishmo. If shalolishmo is chayev, so therefore stam must be putter. Well, you could learn the opposite logic from the beginning, from the resha, right? You can learn, like, if you tell me lishmo is putter, so apparently stam is chayev, right? So why'd you learn, right, from the Seifa, the second part, not the Reisha? Okay, that's Tosas deeper Maskel Taima, right? He does raise that issue. But either way, we see that why doesn't Rav Chista clearly does not hold of Hoyle. He doesn't say that since you could have brought it, right, as a lolishmo korban, right, and shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be chayev. He doesn't say that. Then in our case, he does say that you, since the goats could have been brought as korban musaf, you're going to be chayev. So Gemara says, well, hachikashta, you can't compare korban Pesach to the goats on Yom Kippur, because Hasan by Yakira, by the Korban Pesach, you need to uproot, literally, you need to change the designation of the Korban, right? You have a Korban Pesach, right? You took a goat, you designated it as Korban Pesach, right? Pesach's in a month. This is my best goat, I'm not getting any more goats, it's got or sheep, or whatever it is, this is going to be my Korban Pesach. So, well, if you're going to shecht it for a different Korban, so you need to consciously change the designation. So if you just shecht it stam, right? So it's not roi to be offered inside. It still has the status of a Pesach. But by the Yom Kippur, by the goats in Yom Kippur, lo boy akira, that you don't have to change the designation, right, for it to be used as a korban chatos. Right? Maybe it's being prepared to be, you know, either Lashem or Lazazel, but you don't need to change anything to just change your mind and flip the goats. Right? But again, before you did the lottery, so therefore it's going to be a different case where you can't compare at all. Right, and therefore you're not going to say hoil in a case where you needed to actively do something, and you didn't end up doing it. Okay, just very quickly, Rabba Bar Shimi Mashne Lulu B'Derabba V'Kashle D'Derabba Ad'Derabba U'Mishani K'Deshninan. Rabba Bar Shimi just said that it wasn't with Rav Chista, it was with Rabba, this whole back and forth, and he answered it. It went back and forth the same way, just he substituted Rabba instead of Rav Chista. Okay, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, so Amar Rav Yirmiya, Rabbi Yochanan said the name. He said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Pesach shechto b'chutz. If you shecht the korban Pesach outside of Beis Hamikdash b'sharim hashana on a random Tuesday, pein lishmo ben shalol lishmo potter. He disagrees. A difference against Rav Chista. Again, Rav Chista had said that it depends, right? If it's lishmo, so then you're going to be potter because the korban is no good. If it's shalol lishmo, then you're going to be chayev because the korban is good. It's a shlamim. Therefore, you're going to be chayev for shchut dechutz. You're going to be chayev for shechting it outside of Beis HaMikdash. Rav Dimi, it says in name Rav Yochanan, he disagrees. He says, regardless of whether you shecht that korban Pesach for the sake of a Pesach or a Shlamim, Mimarashach, either way, it's going to be potter. So the Gemara says, 1 second, I don't understand. I'm Rav Dimi. I'm Rishal Shmeza Kameda Rav Yirmiya. I asked Rav Yirmiya the following Shaila. Bishlom Elishmo, I understand that you're going to be potter if you shecht it for the sake of a korban Pesach, Talu Chazile, because you can't shecht a Pesach on a random Tuesday. If it's a korban Pesach, you can't bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you're going to be potter for Shchut Echutz, you're going to be potter for shechting it outside. So, Elo Shalom Elishmo, am I? But 1 second, why are you going to be potter if you shecht it for a Shlomin? Hachazi Shalom Elishmo Bifnim, that's a good korban, you can bring that inside the Beis HaMikdash. So, Amar Li, so he said to me, meaning Rav Yirmiya, said, that according to this opinion, that uprooting or changing the status of a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, right, is not a thing. Right? It doesn't work. So therefore, it's like you did nothing. And therefore, the Korban is still a Korban Pesach, and then you shucked it outside. Okay, the Korban Pesach can't be brought inside, therefore there's no Isser of Shkut Dechutz. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin showed up, so as usual, very often between Rav Dimi and Ravin, right, they have an argument in terms of what Rabbi Yochanan said, so he said the opposite. He said, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Pesach Shashavto B'chut B'shayos B'yimos HaShana, B'yim L'shmo B'yim Shalom L'shmo Chayv. Right. Either way, whether this Korban Pesach is shechted on a random Tuesday for the sake of a Korban Pesach or for the sake of the Shlamim, either way, it's going to be chayiv for Shkut Dechutz. The Gemara says, filu l'shmo, what, really? Even if you shechted it for its own sake, meaning for the sake of a Korban Pesach on a random Tuesday in January, whatever, it's going to be chayiv? Right, that's not, and we're going to quote the Mishnah now that teaches the halacha of Shkut Dechutz. Right, and again, this point that we've been saying the whole time, that you're only going to be chayav for Shkut Dechutz if the Korban was valid to be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, right? We're going to quote this halacha right now, even though it could have been useful on the base, but okay, either way, we learned in the Mishnah, sorry, where are we? That's not, yeah. Mechusar Zman, if an animal is Mechusar Zman, meaning it's missing some sort of time, so what passage of time are we talking about? Two possibilities. Bein begufo or bein bebailin. Whether it's bein begufo, whether the actual animal itself is missing time, meaning it's not old enough yet to be brought as a korban. Animals have to be more than a week old. It has to be 8 days old to be brought as a korban. So that's one kind of lacking zman, meaning if it's younger than 8 days old, it's not a good korban. Right? Bein bebailin, or if you're missing time from the owner's point of view. Ve'ezu mechusar zman bebailin, what is that? So azav, ayoledes, amatzora, all those cases, right, as Rashi points out, all of them have a certain procedure to go through before offering their korbanos to become tahor. The oledes, what woman gives birth, depends on what she gives birth to, but a boy is 40 days, a girl is 80 days, azav, right, metzora, they need to wait, right, the 7-8 day process, whatever it is. So if they bring Sheikrivu Chatasam Vashamam Bachutz, if they bring their Korban Chatas or their Korban Asham, right, those are two korbanos that have to be brought for an Isser or some sort of procedure, right? They're no good if they're brought just straight up. So if you bring that Korban Bachutz, let's say on the third day, right, earlier, too early, so then Paturin, then you're Pater for Shkut Dechutz if you shaft it outside of Beis HaMikdash, because that Korban is no good. Although saying Rishal Mehem, but if they bring a Korban Ola or a Korban Shlamim, which the rule is that if you bring it too early, right, the first Mishnah in Zvachim, as we mentioned, that the Korban itself is fine, but it doesn't count, and the guy has to bring another one. But either way, the korban itself is fine. You could bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash. So then, bachutz, if you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash too early, then chayov, and then you're going to be chayev. But in Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi said that's only if it's going to be lishmo. But if you bring it shelo lishmo, right? If you bring it for the sake of, let's say, a shlamim, right? So then you're going to be chayev, right? Again, if you bring, let's say, an asham for the sake of a shlamim, so then you're going to be chayev, right? Lishmo mia pater. But the point is here that you're going to be pater if you bring it lishmo. So why says amai name a whole v'ruyin shelo lishmo bifnim? Right? So why don't we say, one second? Why don't we say that since you could have theoretically shechted shelo lishmo, right, then it's going to be then you're going to be pater. Then you should be chayev. Right? You could have theoretically shechted these korbanos for the sake of a shlamim, and then you could be chayev. The Gemara says hachi hashdas. The Gemara says no, it's not a good comparison. Right, hasam boy akira again hacha pesach b'shar yimos hashana shlamim minhu. This understanding is a little bit different than we understood before. That here, we're going to change an asham into a shlamim, you need to actually uproot it, and by a Pesach on any day of a random Tuesday, so then automatically becomes a shlamim. Excuse me. Again, according to Ravin, right, against what we said before, that this actually happens automatically, so therefore you cannot compare the two. Okay, fine. So that's again. That's how Ravin understood Rabbi Yochanan's shita. That Miman of Shach, right? It's going to be ben lishmo ben shalo lishmo chayev, because right, if it's even if it's lishmo, right, even if it's for the sake of a korban Pesach, right, it doesn't matter because it's automatically considered to be a shlamim if you shechted it on a random Tuesday in January, and you don't actually need to uproot the korban's status. Okay, Rav Ashi masni chayev kedarminan. Rav Ashi taught that it was chayev. Rav Yirmi Medifti taught masni pater. Rav Yirmi Medifti thought that it was pater. Again, in this case, this machlokas whether it's chayev or pater, whether you shechted it outside. Kasar Pesach b'shayim as a shana by Akira. Right, he holds right again. Rav He says it's potter. He holds that a Korban Pesach does need to be uprooted, and therefore you do need to explicitly change the status. Akira is chutz lav shmei Akira, and he holds that uprooting it outside the Beis HaMikdash is no good, right? Doesn't do anything. And then Upliga the Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, right? And he simply disagrees with Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, who says that you can change the status of a Korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, the Gemara just basically kind of sums up and gives a couple opinions in terms of how that last, what's it called, ends up. Okay, now, going back to what we said before, right? And the Gemara kind of takes us back there. It doesn't always do that, but it's very nice. Amar Mar, we said that Mishihigril Alehem, right, after the lottery is brought, is done on the two goats, so then Chayiv Lashem Poter Al Azazel. So your Chayiv, if you shecht the one that is, the goat that is Lashem outside of Beis HaMikdash, but if you shecht the one that goes to Al Azazel, so then you are Potter, you're not chayev, because then again, that does not get brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. It goes out right for a long walk off a short cliff. So Tana Rabbanan, where do we know that that is true? The pasuk says, "Ish ish min beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor uchezav oez b'machane o asher yishchat mechutz l'machane v'pesach olam moed lo hevio l'akriv korban Hashem." That's the pasuk that teaches me that shchut echutz is answer. There's two different pasukim, right, in Parshas Zachrimos, which is ironic, but not necessarily related to Yom Kippur. But again, that's the issue of Shchut Echutz. So, I Korban, if the Pasuk says Korban, since the Pasuk says Korban, so Shomei Ani Afilu Kasher Bet Kabayis, you might have thought that also applies to Bet Kabayis, which is property, right, that is Hukdash, that is basically belongs to the Beis HaMikdash's treasury, but it's not actually made to be brought on the Mizbeach. You might have thought that that applies also to Kasher Bet Kabayis, because Shenikru Korban, because that the Bet Kabayis, the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, right, its property, is also called, quote-unquote, Korban. Ki Inyan Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, when I crave is Korban Hashem, right? So Tamal Omer, so therefore the Pasuk needs to teach me that it's not applying to that type of animal, the animal that belongs to the Hekdesh, to the Beis HaMikdash, but not brought as a Korban. Because the Pasuk says, "V'pesach ol moed lo hevio," right? And meaning, "Kol haroy the pesach ol moed chayav alav bechutz." Kol she'enu roy the pesach ol moed ein chayav alav bechutz. Right? Anything that is going to be brought into the ol moed, i.e., as a korban, then you're going to be chayav if you shecht it outside. If it's not, so then you're not. Okay. So otzi ilu she'en ruin the pesach ol moed. So that excludes things that are not shayach to be brought into the ol moed. Right, velo otzi, but we're not going to exclude. And Rashi takes out paras chadas because he says it's simply not true. But let's just skip that. But I won't exclude sir mishtaleach shehu roi lavo al pesach al moed, because theoretically the sir mishtaleach is roi to be brought into the ol moed if the lottery falls the other way. So how do I know that the sir mishtaleach is not included in the iser of shchut echutz? Tamalom or lashem, because the pasuk says lashem. Right, mishum yuchadim lashem. Right, it's only things that are designated specifically for Hashem. Yatzu elu shein miyuchadim lashem. Right, which will exclude something that is not designated specifically for Hashem, i.e., it's for Azazel. Right, it's not to be brought as a korban, and therefore it's not included in the iser of shchut echutz if you would shecht that korban. If you would shecht that animal outside the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says, one second. V'lashem lahotzi hu. Wait, this word Lashem excludes the Sira Mishtaleach from this halacha. Does the word Lashem really exclude? Right, or a minute, I'll bring you a case where the word Hashem includes. Right, so the Gemara says, Yeretzeh l'kurbani shel Hashem. Right, the pasuk says that it should be Yeretzeh. Right, that meaning this is the pasuk by what's it called? By Mechusar's Man, that the animal has to be 8 days old before being ro'i, to be fit, to be brought as a korban. So elu ishim. So that's how we know, ishe l'ashem, that applies to animals that are going to be burned, right, on the mizbeach. Korbanos need to be at least 8 days old. How do you know that you shouldn't be makdish an animal that's... the Gemara explains what it's teaching you. Right? How do you know that you can't be makdish, that you shouldn't be makdish an animal that is less than 8 days old? Therefore, the pasuk says, Korban Lashem, Larabos, to include. Right? You shouldn't even... Larabos, Sir Meshtalech. You shouldn't even be makdish a Sir Meshtalech, right, that's less than 8 days old. So you see that the word Korban Lashem, right, includes the Sir Meshtalech into the halacha that you can't have the animal be less than a week old. So you see that word includes Lashem, and before we used the word Lashem to teach me that Sir Meshtaleach is excluded from the halakha, that you're not allowed to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's a little bit backwards, but meaning we're by the halakha of it being old enough, we're using the word Lashem to include Sir Meshtaleach into that halakha, and by the word and by the halakha of you're not allowed to shechtet outside the Beis HaMikdash, we're using the word Lashem to teach me that the Seir Meshalech is excluded from that halacha, is not included in the halacha. So which way is it? So Rava says simply, Hasam Minyan Dekra, V'Hacha Minyan Dekra. Right? Just based on the Pasuk. Right? Just read the Pasuk and you can understand where we're going with this stuff. Right? Hasam De'al Pesach L'Rabos, meaning when the Pasuk says El Pesach Ohal Moed, right, that would theoretically include the Seir Lazazel to be part of the Iser of Shkut Dechutz, because it does theoretically come into the Ohal Moed. Right? You do the lottery, right? It could theoretically be chosen. As you do the lottery inside the Beis HaMikdash, so you might have thought that it's included. So therefore, the word Lashem, right, only the things that's brought to Hashem, and not the things that are brought Lazazel. So that excludes it from the halacha of Shkut Dechutz. But Hacha over here, the Ishei, right, the word Ishei Lashem, right, would theoretically exclude the Seir Meshalech from this requirement of being 8 days old, because Ishei is something that's burned on the Mizbeach, and Seir Meshalech is not burned. So it says Lahotzi, the Ishei Lahotzi, that excludes. So Lashem, therefore the word Lashem, L'Rabos, it includes the Seir Lazazel to this halacha that it needs to be old enough. So Gemara says, one second. So now, Taima de Rabbi Rechmana, right, the whole reason you just told me that the Seir Meshalech has to be 8 days old is because the Pasuk included it, right? The Pasuk had a special drasha, Lashem, to include it into this halacha. So, halo Rabbi, halamina Seir Meshalech, kadosh b'mechus hasman, right? But if you hadn't, if you didn't have that Pasuk, you might have thought that you could be makdish an animal that's less than a week old. Meaning, when we include it into the halacha, it means, it tells me that the selecting a Seir Lazazel that's 6 days old, four days old, is no good. Well, meaning the Havamina was, right, without the Pasuk, you would have thought that a four-day-old goat is good to be the Seir Meshalech. So how does that work? Right, you need, right, when you bring two goats, right, what are you doing? You bring, what do we say? The two goats have to be equal. So you're bringing two goats, they have to both have to have the possibility of being selected to be Lashem, while a four-day-old goat is not Roy to be selected as the Korban Lashem. So how in the world could you use that? Right? Why would you have even had a Havamina that the Seir Meshalech could be 4 days old? You could never bring it in the first place. Right? It can't even be part of the lottery. It doesn't work because it's not an option to be brought as a Korban. We're going to have a bunch of answers, and we're not going to get to all of them today. First answer is, or potential answer, because we're going to reject it, is Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani Chanan HaMitzrihi. It's actually Chanan HaMitzri's Shita. At the Tanya, as we're done, the Reisa Chanan HaMitzri Omer, he says that Afilu Dam Bakos, even if you have the blood of the Seir Lashem, right, ready to go, you shechted it, the Seir Lashem, ready in the cup, and then maybe chaveru umaz, and then the unspoken line is that, and then it dies, not it, and then the Seir Lazazel dies, and then it's pear, right? You shechted the korban Hashem, right? But then the Seir Lazazel dies. So what do you do in that case? Maybe chaveru umazaveglo, you bring its friend, right, and you just pair it up. Meaning you just bring a backup, you bring another goat to take care of what's it called? To pair it up with the original Seir Lashem, and you can sprinkle that blood. So, meaning the original assumption is that you don't need another lottery, right? Because you're bringing just a backup. So then, okay, you might have had a Havamina that backup Seir Lazazel that you're bringing is 4 days old, right? But you don't need a lottery. It doesn't have to be fit to be, you know, the Seir Lashem, because you're not choosing between the two of them. You just bring it back up. So you might have thought that could be 4 days old. So therefore, right, it's included. We teach us the word Lashem teaches us that it has to be at least a week. So the Gemara says, "Ema the Shmaisle the Chanan HaMitzri the Lasle the Chunyan." One second. All Chanan HaMitzri said was that we don't push off, we don't disqualify the blood that we've already collected from the Seir Lashem. Right? The Lasle Hagrala Mishmisle. But he never said that you don't need another lottery. Maybe you bring two more goats, do a lottery, and whichever one ends up as Seir Lazazel, so then you use that as a Seir Lazazel, and the other one you leave to as a mum, or you leave it to die, or whatever. So how do you know that you don't need a lottery? That can't be it. That can't be the sheet that we're looking for. So Dilma Maisi Magril, maybe you have to bring two goats and do a lottery, and the goat, both goats have to be roy, right? Have to be at least a week old. Allah Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani Rabbi Shimon. Oh, it must be Rabbi Shimon Shita that we would have had a Havamina that the Seir Lazazel could be less than a week old. The Tanya, because we're learning, right? So, mace echa mehem, if one of the animals dies, meaning one of the, after you did the lottery, so mevi chaveru shalo ba'agrola, you bring a backup, you bring another animal without doing a lottery, devri Rabbi Shimon. So here, there, he says, befeir, so you don't need a lottery, it doesn't need to be fit to be Lashem, so again, you might have thought it could be less than a week old, Therefore, the pasuk teaches us that no, even the seer lazazel has to be more than a week old. Ravina gives another answer. What's the case? Shehumam v'chelo al acher. Could be that the seer lazazel got a mum, and then you were poded, you redeemed it with another animal. Right? Since the new goat has a kedusha, right? Again, you already did the lottery. Right, you're bringing, again, it's kind of the same twist, right? You're bringing another animal that you kind of circumvented the lottery. You might have thought that that animal could have been less than a week old. Therefore, the pasuk says that it has to be a week old. The Gemara says, "Umanat hemra de pasul be umay." How do you know that the seer lazazel is no good if it gets a mum? Tetanya, like we learned in Brisa, v'yishel lo sithnu mehem. Right, that again, talking about an animal with a mum, you can't v'yishel, right, as a, on the fire, right, as a korban lo sithnu mehem. You can't bring a korban that has a mum. Elu hakalavim. That teaches me that you can't bring the chaylev, the insides, the stuff that goes on the mizbeach, that can't be offered if the animal has a mum. Inli elakulam. Wait, that teaches me that you can't bring all of them. Miktsasim minayin, how do you know you can't bring some of them? Right, tamlam or mehem. Or you can't bring, right, from them. Okay, what else did the pasuk say? Mizbeach. The word mizbeach teaches me zuzrikas damim, that you can't sprinkle the blood of a baal mum, of an animal that has a mum. But lashem, what is the word lashem? L'rabba, sir mishtaleach, again, to include the sir mishtaleach, that you cannot have a mum. Now, that is the second time you included the sir mishtaleach, right, into a halacha. The first time we did it a minute ago was you included it into the halacha of that it has to be at least a week old. Right? And here we'd have another drasha that tells me that it's also included in the halacha that it can't have a baal mum. Right? Meaning that both those halachos, that you can't have a mum and it can't be less than a week old, we need a pasuk of Lashem to teach me that that applies to the seer mishaleach. The Gemara says, "V'itzrich lemichtav ba'amum, v'itzrich lemichtav mechuzer zman." And you need both those drushes. The ikas of Rachman mechuzer zman, because if it would only have told me that it needs to be at least a week old, mishum delo mati zmane, right? That maybe that's because it's simply the time hasn't come yet, right? Of a ba'amum, but an animal that's a ba'amum, it's 3 months old and it has a mum. The mati zmane, maybe it was fit to be as a korban. I mean, it's fit. The time, theoretically, the animal can be the seer mishtalef. Same alos. Then maybe it would not be a problem. Meaning, and it could be the seer mishtalef. Because of Rachman Baal Mum, and if the Torah would have only said that you can't use a seer mishtalef that has a mum, so mishun de mice, maybe that's because it's disgusting. It's missing a leg. It's missing an eye. That's gross. Av mechuzer zman, but it's less than a week old. So the lo mice, it's not disgusting. It's a cute little goat. So aim a low. So you might have thought that that's not relevant, and you can bring a seer mishtalef that's less than a week old. So therefore, tzricha, therefore we need both psukim. Okay, we'll do a couple more answers tomorrow, I think. Maybe one or at least one tomorrow, yeah, before we get to the two dots. But either way, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.